Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Before we begin, don't forget your free 30-day trial of eVoice. eVoice gives you a toll-free or local number so you can take business calls from anywhere and always sound like you're at the office. Also, eVoice has great features like dial-by-name directory and even transcribes your voicemail so you can read them at your convenience. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the eVoice banner for your 30-day free trial.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Drama, 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 drama.
Hello. It was my favorite class.
Drama class?
Of course.
I had Mrs. Wright in drama class.
I had Mrs. Fiedler for 3 years and then Zoe Dillard.
Any relation to Arthur Fiedler?
Nay.
You know what, Arthur Fiedler, I believe my father said this. They had a threat of rain, and my father worked for an insurance company where they hired. This is how parties were in the old days.
Wow.
They hired the Boston Pops.
You know what? You should really help Oscar out. It's 110-piece orchestra.
Huge orchestra. They still do the Christmas card set up in Boston. It's a big deal. They bring them in, and this is way back in the day. They've been around for a long time. And my father was responsible for coordinating Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops.
And Arthur Fiedler was one of the first conductors that became bigger than the orchestra.
He was huge.
He was a huge deal.
Huge personality. Looked like the Monopoly Man. Had white hair, had a white beard.
That's so cool.
And he, my father said to him, it was very, very threatening. It looked like thunder
and
lightning.
And it was an outside concert.
Outside concert. And my father said, Mr. Fiedler, we can move you inside. We have the facility if we need to. And I swear to God, my father always told this story. He said, my dear boy, it never rains when Fiedler conducts.
Wow.
What a dick.
Don't know if my dad... That's what my dad said, too. What a dick.
Yeah. You know, your dad said, you dick.
The reason I brought up drama, you know, there's really no need for me to say anything about everything that's going on.
Right.
But I felt, personally, I needed to, because in my own mind, it was essential for me to... work through some feelings that were kind of weird yesterday. As a lot of people know, the old radio station where I worked for 15, 18 years, Rob said the other day.
Closer to 20.
Closer to 20 years. WJFK announced the return of my old radio partner, Don Geronimo, that he was coming back to WJFK.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, yeah, last week I'd said something about Don after you had the situation out at KHTK out in Sacramento. And I'd said, you know, just back off. He set the template for what I do.
Right.
And we had a hell of a run. We had a really, really terrific run. And I congratulate Don for returning to WJFK. At the same time, I was saying, why am I, you know, reading all these things about, is there going to be a Don and Mike reunion? Who's going to pair up with Don? Is he going to stay at night? Is he going to move to the midday? And I read it all, and I was obsessive about it. I was sitting there reading it yesterday, like all of you were. And my name has been thrown around about a possible reunion. And the thing about all of this is, you know, I was tossing and I was turning last night, and I was thinking about the past and I was thinking about the future, and I couldn't get my head around the anxiety that I was feeling about the circumstances. And so I thought and I thought and I thought and I thought, and then when it finally came to me, when it dawned on me why I was feeling this way, I said, you know what? I should come in and kind of purge myself, because first of all, there'll be people that are curious about it.
Sure.
They're the radiophiles that love the drama of personnel in radio. And
some of them are covered in Vaseline right now.
There are people that love to hear me talk about it. But also, you know, there are a larger number of people that don't think it amounts to a pile of warm spit, what I think, and I'm cool with that. Now, I've said before, I tremendously respect Don's accomplishment. I will always admire his talent. We had an incredible run. And, you know, people love to speculate on, you know, what happened? What's this? What happened? No, I mentioned it before. People move on in this world. They do. It's not always fun. It's not always sweetness and light. It can't always be, you know, best friends for life. It can't be that way, because you're in this business, this wonderful business of show that we're all in. And, you know, I'm happy for Don, because I'm sure it's great for him to return to the old radio station. And I, you know, I still have friends in that building, and I'm very happy for everybody that I've worked with. They're not people that, you know, I don't have a lot of radio wars in this world. They're people that move on that might think, you know, well of me. They might not think well of me. But overall, I've never had, you know, situations where I want to go for somebody's jugular. I don't. I really don't. Initially, when people leave and go to another opportunity, there's that heightened spirit of competition, and you know, you feel threatened, you feel bad blood sometimes. It happens, sometimes it doesn't. I've learned during the past 4 years during this show that I've got an unbelievable passion for what I'm doing. And that doesn't necessarily involve doing radio, working for a radio company or working for a radio station. What I have is a passion for doing this show, for having this little microphone in front of my fat ass every single day and flapping my gums. That's the passion. That's what I've discovered doing this podcast. That's the passion that I have. That's what I need. I didn't know that. I really didn't know that until probably I started doing this incarnation of the show and doing the podcast. That's when I realized I kind of like to have this microphone. And so when I make the statement that I want to do this for a very, very long time, I mean it, because it's a, you know, now more than even hobbies I had in the past, this is my fun. This is what I really
Your
love
passion.
Doing.
Yeah.
What I don't have is a passion for the drama of a radio corporation and the drama of a radio station. And that's what suddenly, it was like a little bell went off, and I said, why are you feeling all this angst when there's no even guarantee, and nor has there been any reaching out to me on any level about doing a reunion or getting back involved in it? I said, it reminded me, hearing all the speculation, both within the industry and outside of the industry, it reminded me of what I hate. And I felt it was necessary to come into you guys once and for all. And incidentally, I don't speak for Rob Spiewak. I don't speak for Oscar Santana. They know how I feel about them, but this is me talking. So don't, they have their own opinions, and whether they agree with mine or not, it doesn't matter.
Oscar
they
loves their drama. Yeah. He lives for
well,
it.
Well, I thought
TNT,
about that.
Baby.
I thought about Oscar is more capable of handling drama because he's dealt with it and he's younger, and I think
healthier.
I think he's healthier. That plays into it. You learn a lot about the quality of life and the way you want
true,
your life
though. It's true
right now, and I wrote some of these thoughts down. Right now there are probably a lot of guys over at that radio station that are losing sleep speculating on whether or not Don will replace them. That's the way the game works.
Yep.
We all know that that's the way the game works. When you sign up for it, you know that's the way of the world. I can sign up for it. I don't necessarily have to like it, and because it's always worked that way, it's not going to change. I was part of that world for over 20 years, but I have no desire whatsoever to return to it any longer. I don't. If you want the Mike O'Mara show, you're going to get the Mike O'Mara show on my terms, and I'm fine with that. And I'm also fine with all the friends that I have in radio. I've always said that to my friends, I've said this to programmers, to colleagues in the business, that I would love to have this show, the one that I'm doing right now, back on the radio. It is on KCJJ. It is on that...
Doesn't count, Mike. KCJJ doesn't count.
That thing in Washington, D.C. that we have...
That truly doesn't count.
That's fine, but... And if this radio show, the way we do it, was on a lot of radio stations, it would make me happy. It would not make me happy if I was under the umbrella of a radio corporation, radio programmers, and people in this business. Too much. It still reaches its little tentacles out to me, and all of a sudden I feel that feeling in the pit of my stomach. The idea of getting involved in the day-to-day drama, manipulation, and the deception of radio environment literally gives me a pain in my gut. I literally had it. It started a couple of days ago, and it lingered through last night, including at about 5:45 in the morning when I woke up this morning and I was thinking about it, and it just didn't dawn on me until I said, you know, I got to put my feelings into words, and
sure,
I got to talk about it. I'd love to have this show back on the air all over the country. I cannot see myself as a radio station employee. I'd love to be an independent contractor, but I don't want to be your employee because I don't have the tolerance for the drama, and I don't have the tolerance for the dishonesty. Some people do. Some people thrive in that. Some people enjoy that environment. I have, you know, through the grace of God, discovered this little thing that we have here. And I enjoy it so much doing it every day. Many of you in many different lines of work have the same day-to-day office politics. The difference is in radio, it's magnified, by the fear of public disclosure. That's where the radio business or television or media of any kind.
Any sort, yeah.
That's where it's separated from the usual office politics. Because of that fear of public disclosure, things are kept closer to the vest, more games are played, and there's the great fear of management that something is going to be said on the air
right
before
on.
It's supposed to be said on the air. We live that world at WJFK for a very, very long time. And that's what magnifies it, because it's that public element. It also involves the the public failure element, which we've all dealt with, where you're on a radio station, then you're not on a radio station, and not only do you have to deal with the fact that you're out of a gig, but that the whole world knows it at the same time.
You want to talk about public failure? This show isn't even done yet. I don't really have high hopes for this episode.
And everybody's walking up to you and patting you on the back. Hey, how's it going, man? Yeah. You just wish, really. I mean, when you get blown out, wouldn't it be nice just to go home to your wife and cry in your beer and just chill out? But hey, that's
what you get is
that is the that's we sign up for that.
What we got
that's the
was,
terms of what we do.
How are you?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah,
it gets better the third time around.
Yeah, I have to imagine. Yeah, it does. It gets easier. It does.
See, because really, the fear of public disclosure, they're always concerned with manipulating the message for the listener, and therefore they have to be much more skillful at keeping the truth hidden. That's a fact of the business.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying
a cruel mistress.
It's
radio.
A cruel mistress. It really is. The relationship that we have built up with our online community has been the most intimate of my career. There is no question in my mind. I've said this before. I'll say it again. I never thought that I could have a more intimate relationship with listeners than I did on radio. I thought radio was the kind of medium where, you weren't just somebody that was on the radio dial. You were somebody that was known to people. And the way people interact with us, hey, Mike, what's happening? Did you get that car fixed? Type of thing. With this podcast internet online community, it's been even more so. Our listeners care about this show. They support this show. They interact with this show more than any other show that I've ever done.
Yeah.
And I've never seen anything like it. Words can't express my gratitude for the support of TMOS. And as I said before, I want to do this for a long time. I've never seen anything like it where, there's a small relative to radio, syndicated radio especially, a smaller group of listeners. Within that smaller group of listeners, there's a subset of that where they prop us up and they support us unbelievably, and it keeps us going. And I can't believe how that's been so successful for it.
And ongoing and vigilant. It's amazing.
I just wanted to say this formally. As I look back on my career, the good times were always the times that the mics were open, or whether we were on stage, or whether we were recording something, or whether we were doing a bit or on a way to do a bit. The bad times were the interaction with terrified and intimidated management, the late-night phone calls, planning strategy, and inter-office politics, the cold, detached world of our business where a decades-long career can be dismissed with the words, it wasn't my decision. I mean, that's what it ended up being for me. And that's my own personal experience. No, I don't want to do it. I don't want to be there. I want to be here. I want to be here on my own terms. And I felt it was necessary in my own mind to share this with whoever might need to hear it. If it gets passed along, that's fine too. I may not be as financially successful as I once was, but guys, I am peaceful. And I am, thanks to this wonderful new media, able to do something I love to do. I have respect and admiration for those friends of mine still in the game, and I mean game.
Yeah.
And I've always said that those of us who pursue this crazy biz are a beautifully dysfunctional group of brothers and sisters. One can never predict the future in this business, but I have to tell you how much I truly love what I'm doing, where I'm doing it, and most importantly, who I'm doing it with. I have never had the guts to say this. I have never done this. I hate to lose collaborators. In our game, that is considered a sign of weakness. I've never had the guts to say that I would hate to lose my collaborators, but I have said this often since I started with working with Rob and Oscar. This show would suffer without either one of them, and I hope to work with them for a long time. And I haven't said that, because in the radio game, you don't say that, because you prepare yourself from one person going in one direction, the other guy going in another direction, and that could very well happen because you don't predict the future. But I say it now because it's the first time in my career I've ever really felt it, where I say, these guys are the straws that stir the drink along with me, and it's so much fun working with them, and I mean it. And that's another thing that's changed. And I don't want to get involved in all the crap. You know, you get into a situation in a radio station and you can get caught up with all the interoffice politics, and when the microphones are off and meeting with general managers and program directors and all the people that really don't care about this, the microphone. What they care about is the covering their own ass. Yep. And it's just the fact of our business, like many businesses. So continue to speculate. Continue to critique, continue to say who would work well with who was the real talent, who's a winner, who's a loser. You're the audience. You're expected to do just that. That comes with the territory. We expect you to do that. But I felt I needed to share my thoughts with you today, since some of us have been feeling those old gut-wrenching emotions that we feel that we thought we had put to rest a pretty long time ago. The bottom line, I hope we continue to put out a show you can enjoy, because for everyone in this room, when the mics are open, that's the part we love. The best part. Oh, and continue to buy tickets to America in 2013. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Now you get on a plane, there's usually some sweet southern stewardess will come on if you're getting on a plane in Georgia and go, "Ladies and gentlemen, before we get on this flight, we're just going to have a few random bag checks. These are totally random. I'm just going to read off a few names. Hassan bin Sain, Achim bin Lay, Judy Smith, 14 Arabs and a blonde, and every black man and every Hispanic man in the room is going, "Thank you, God! We're off the list, mother." Get ready, Habib, it's your turn now. Remember when you used to get on the planes before 9/11, the pilots would come on and give you that whole Chuck Yeager,
"Hey, everybody. Had a couple of cocktails. Feeling pretty good. Let's take this sucker down to the end of the runway and see what she'll do."
Now they come on and go,
"I love all of you. We are family."
Then the stewardess comes out and goes, "In case of a cabin emergency, a small Louisville slugger will fall from the ceiling. Remember to take it in both hands, aim for the head, groin, and knees. Keep hitting the assailant till the is unconscious."
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live from Studio 1K in the Fiberplex Broadcast Center, this is the Mike O'Mara Show, downloaded worldwide over 20 million times and powered by Encore Insurance. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com, 102.9 FM. Happy
Bear. I just want to take a moment, if I may.
Yeah,
you had
ahead.
A moment. I'll
sure.
Take a
you go right
Kelly.
Ahead.
Thank you.
And the mighty 1630 KCJJ in Iowa. Today's show on October 24th, 2013. Is it the 24th of October?
It is. You know,
Jesus,
Halloween.
We got a live show we got to prepare for.
Halloween 1 week from today.
Halloween. On the bonus hour this week on the Mike O'Mara Show, Halloween will be discussed.
Cool.
Like we always do around this time of year, we'll talk about Halloween.
Is today the day we do the bonus show in costume?
Yeah. Did you bring yours?
I did.
Today's show is brought to you by Vistaprint. We love it. Vistaprint is a small business's best friend. Most everything a small business needs for printing is available at Vistaprint. Personalized iPhone cases are available from Vistaprint.com. Easily design your own iPhone case to match your lifestyle, whether it's personal or business, whether it's a family photo, a team logo. Or a company logo, your wedding, your last vacation, your mistress.
What?
Oh, I just threw that in there.
God, that would be hot.
Even just a personal message, you can easily create your own iPhone case at Vistaprint.com. Prices are as low as $14.99. And listen, small business owners, order iPhone cases for you and all your employees. give them to them, the employees. They guys sound like Ruth Gordon.
Yeah.
Give them all the logo of your business and send them out, and that's why his own begotten son.
That's why they chose it to promote the business. They chose to promote their business.
Prospective clients will notice. It is a great way to get your company name out there, or even to give them away as company gifts. Vistaprint, affordable quality marketing and printing products for small businesses. iPhone cases are 25% off for TMOS listeners, and get free shipping on your entire order if you spend more than $30. Just go to vistaprint.com/TMOS to get this offer, or go to vistaprint.com. Oh, I'm sorry. It said that twice.
That's right. You know what you haven't mentioned?
I read it wrong.
What
I apologize.
You haven't mentioned,
it's a lot of copy.
If you pop a few pills or, you know, have yourself a drink, it's a lot of fun to go on there and design stuff.
I think tonight is the night where...
For pills?
Tastefully, I will incorporate Michael William into the iPhone case for me.
Excellent. Will be a cartoon rendering or an actual photograph?
I want to make
it. Would you like me to draw a picture?
Chad's got on his webpage a montage of photographs.
Of his dog, Murray.
On his his cover page.
Yeah.
And that's, I like the idea of the montage. Oh. Not the
There's
one
There's an
picture.
App that can do that for you.
There's an app for that.
Yeah.
Go to vistaprint.com/TMOS. And thank you in advance. Now, I just wanted to say the dust has settled a little bit. The guys didn't know what I was going to say coming in here, but I was sitting there and said, "What is this? You know, we're not even involved in this world
anymore."
I thought
the feeling in your stomach had to do with your shrimp, that Bayou shrimp.
No, thing. Not the
still,
Bayou.
Still
you mean the
butter?
Louisiana barbecue shrimp?
Yeah, yeah.
No, it had nothing to do with that. Besides, we had a Guapo's chicken last night.
How was it?
It's all right.
I had a Cost Company
skin. I had to peel the skin off it.
Did you save me
the
skin?
As per Mrs. Yeah, it's in the refrigerator.
Nice.
I'm sorry. It's not in the refrigerator. It's in the bathroom.
I like to strafe it on my face. And for my next impression, the curing of the lepers.
It's in the sink.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to warm it.
Enjoy yourself.
I love skin.
Hey, look at this. I'm taking a leak, and Mike left some Guapo's chicken skin in the sink. What a nice guy.
And by the way, they're playing this Saturday night at Gabe's. Guapo's chicken skin. It's no cover.
Guapo's, yeah. Welcome to Guapo's chicken skin. Okay. They're a fantastic three-piece group. Lost their keyboard player.
Oh, no dark meat anymore.
Well, I just don't want to go into the details on how that happened.
Oh, tell me about
it. Let's just say it was like a scene from Breaking Bad.
Oh.
Anyway, are we ready for the birthdays?
Let's do it.
Let's get to it. Now, tighter, brighter, for your listening pleasure. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Hold it before you move on.
Yeah.
What of the font?
Oh, perfect. See?
It's really big.
There we go.
You see, there I am. I didn't bring up the positive.
Yeah.
It's like the third row on the eye chart.
It's like... It's it's like an old friend.
Yeah, is it clearer or more blurry?
An old friend who has come home to roost. Welcome to our world, little Parker Jeanette.
Welcome to my world.
Hey, little Parker Jeanette.
Hey, baby.
He became our youngest listener this week after 17 hours of intense labor for her amazing mom, Sarah. Sorry about that. I should have read that. After 17 hours of intense labor for her amazing mom, Sarah, the baby was born... Ouch. Does Ray Romano have any parenting advice for her folks? Yeah, as far as the baby?
Yeah.
Leave him alone.
That's it, right?
Yeah, just leave him alone. Yeah, make sure he stays upright.
You don't want to micromanage?
On his back. Don't put him on his stomach.
How about your brother?
Hello, Raymond. Make sure the baby is on his back. Don't swaddle too tightly. Make sure his feedings are every 2 hours, Raymond.
Nah.
Go for it. Congratulations to little Parker Jeanette.
And how about twins?
Oh, yeah.
The statuesque and lovely Kate Sullivan.
Welcome to the TV personality?
No. That was Ed Sullivan.
Oh. No, wasn't there... there was a Kathleen Sullivan back in the day.
In the day, this was our tallest buzz babe.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, Kate Sullivan Thomas proudly introduces us to two little guys with names that even George Carlin would approve. James and Jack Thomas.
Aren't they good names?
Congratulations.
That's fantastic. Beautiful twins.
Rest of her life, she'll be running. Where are James and Jack?
That's right.
They're up in the attic again.
Jimmy and Jack.
They're up in the attic with the neighbor boy.
Oh.
He's hanging.
No, that's terrible. I don't know why.
That's
every
nice.
Time,
that's what terrible. She wanted. It's exactly what she wanted for her twins.
Congrats to Kate and proud Papa Patrick for James and Jack. I like those names. Let me see.
I got no idea on this one.
May, is that her name?
Yeah, well, I can say. I don't
All
know.
The way May Sabito.
All the way May.
All the way May. all the way Mesa Vito, has been listening to us for 27 years and would like some birthday greetings from Arnold and a reminder not to be so girly when she gets physical therapy for her shoulder. Now, what she's doing... Did she write the girly part?
She did.
She wants the Carvey...
Yeah, I know.
Hans and Franz. And that's a violation.
But she's given you more than quarter of a century. Can't you overlook it?
Okay. There you are. Don't be such a girly girl.
This is good.
Don't do that when you're doing your workout.
See,
physical
now you're,
therapy for your bad bum shoulder.
Now you're all the way O'Mara.
Dankeschön. This shoulder. You're going to go into your physical therapy and say, my shoulder is so painful, but now I can move it with greater mobility because I've been doing the muscular work that's necessary.
That's really good.
Happy birthday to the 47-year-old Leilani West. And now here's Bing Crosby to sing for you. Oh, that's right, Leilani.
Yeah.
Sweet Leilani.
That's a good one.
Heavenly flower.
I do think it was Bing Crosby's first hit single.
Yeah, we got a lot.
Let's move on.
We got to fly through these. Stephen Finley is not only turning 32 tomorrow, but he's also observing the 10th anniversary of donating a kidney to his aunt Linda.
Well, isn't that nice?
My mom is a kidney donor, and I think that is really awesome.
Yeah. I have a mother-in-law, Linda. Wouldn't give her a kidney. Anyway,
I wouldn't take her kidney.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, I would. Of course, I would. Thanks for covering me on that.
Appreciate it.
He actually started listening to Hot Talk Radio when he was recovering. In honor of both events, does Frank Gorshin have a birthday riddle for him? Do I have a riddle?
Do you?
I don't have a riddle.
I can offer a riddle.
Okay.
There are three men in a boat with four cigarettes and no matches. How do they manage to smoke?
How, Riddler?
They throw one of the matches over. I'm sorry.
Ah! Damn it!
Oh, damn it!
Boo!
How dare you?
What a dumbass.
They throw one of the cigarettes overboard and make the boat a cigarette lighter.
Oh, God. That's you had to get that one. That was so bad you had to get that one.
You know
out
what?
Of it.
I apologize to everybody.
Proud chat mutant Punky Leonard.
Oh, yeah, Punky's everywhere. Yeah.
Punky Leonard's having her P-wonderful 40th birthday today and would like to celebrate with a crab cake from Jackie Stallone's turban. Her favorite show moment ever, just like Rob.
You know, that really is my favorite.
Yeah. Hey, Punky, how does it feel to be 40? I'm triple that.
Yeah, you are.
That's right. I'm 120.
You know, you look 40.
Yeah, I do.
You know why?
Because my husband, the doctor, he's a plastic surgeon.
He's great.
Let me just undo this turban. See what I got for you, Punky.
What is it?
Well, it's a little troublesome in there. Hey, look at that.
What is it?
It's a Johnsonville brat.
Oh, no. Oh, oh, we're looking for crab cakes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Reset the board.
It's an overfed head lice.
Oh, no.
There we go. Yeah.
How old is she now?
Oh,
real.
She's quite old.
She's old.
And while Jackie is here, can she talk up a record for Brian Kennard?
We had to double dip. Is that cool, Jackie?
Sure.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, Brian.
77 WABC, New York City.
Let's see what I got for you, Brian. I'm going to reach into my turban right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Pull it out here. That's a little rounder. What's this? Oh, that's a walnut. Oh, no, it isn't. That's a monkey brain. Happy birthday.
91 years old.
My God.
Is she really?
Yes.
Wow.
My God, what have I done? Beautiful in its simplicity. No voice, no song. Just happy birthday to Lee Ann Bishop. She's guilty. Now, you crafted that one. Do you find this Leanne Bishop special for
She's
you?
She's guilty of being hot.
Can you produce a picture?
I can tell you she reminded me of a youngish Helen Hunt.
Really?
Yeah, she's cute.
I like Helen Hunt.
Yeah.
Do you eyeball all these broads that write in?
This one actually came from her husband, so I found it necessary to double check.
There. Way to mention the husband.
Womp womp.
Yeah. Husband.
Divorce.
Brian Locker is about to be 27 and listen to Big Owen Dukes in Arizona.
Yeah.
Which got him hooked on TMOS. He loves talk radio, especially Internet Radio Tommy.
What a nice guy.
He is a nice guy.
Good fella.
Well, let me just say, what's his name?
Brian
Locker. 27. Happy birthday. You know what I did on my 27th birthday?
What, Tom?
I went to Arby's with Mom.
Which mom?
The mom I live with, okay?
Because you know you have two.
You guys are dicks.
Thank you.
I miss an early job.
Scott Meyer turns 50 tomorrow. Can Matthew Bloom wish him a happy birthday? His buddy Rusty says that Scott is gay for Rob. So can Rob go out and get him? So what are we doing? Like 16 in a row here?
This guy got two birthdays?
No, you don't. You get a birthday, you get one request. That's okay, the way it goes.
So do you want me to get Brad Linker or do you want Pony to talk?
I want Pony to get to say happy birthday.
What's his name again?
Scott Meyer.
Hey, Scott Meyer, have a happy birthday and enjoy your brown liquor.
That's good. Don't you think that's greedy, Rob? You know, you're getting two.
He came from different directions, though. I didn't know how to do it.
All right, go ahead. Go out and get him something then.
Screw that.
All right, thank you very much. The CIA has revealed that two people named Beth and Cece want Ian Sitdar to have a great birthday. Because he's an incredible husband and father. These birthdays are starting to get my brain hurting.
Yes.
Saul Berenson has confirmed this information.
I just got news for you. You know who was on the CBS Morning News today?
Who?
It was Mandy Patinkin.
Oh, that song and dance man.
He was interviewed by Charlie Rose, that fossil. It's got to be 750 years old, and he's asking him all these questions about Homeland. And he said that he cried when he read the script because, you know, here's a spoiler alert.
Yeah?
If you haven't watched last week's episode of Homeland, I want you to turn your radios down because I'm going to give something away.
Okay.
It turns out that Saul and Carrie the whole time have been in cahoots.
What?
And he hugs her and says, "You're the bravest thing I've ever. You're the bravest woman I've ever known."
Is that when you broke
and
out?
And gets a big boner.
Oh, wow. All right, where are we?
His wife in the living room.
Can Liam Neeson use some specific birthday skills to wish John O'Shea a happy 49th? Well, we're a little we're heavy birthday today, but I've got some skills. Have a happy birthday, John O'Shea. We have a new. That was terrible. That's because I'm overloaded today. I've reached impersonation saturation.
Understood.
Impersonation saturation. What's your function? We have a new listener named Helly Chacon. Please wish her a happy birthday from longtime listener and, judging from his Facebook picture, flannel shirt enthusiast. Hey!
Yeah!
Tom Williams.
When I saw you today, I kind of regretted writing that.
And in closing, you don't like flannel shirts, do
no,
you?
No, I just, this I guy like looked like the kind of guy that wears flannel shirts a lot.
In closing, P1 Brian O'Donnell would like to remind us, as he always does, that tomorrow is Jack Kent Cook's 101st bloody birthday.
That's right.
What an unmedicated, incontrovertible, uncompromising feeling of ecstasy he must be feeling in heaven. Start the show, Rob, you hum.
Oh, no, we're not. The show's already started.
Oh, that's right. Okay, and we have a letter of the week that we still have to get to next week.
We'll roll it over. We'll put it back in the hopper.
All right, you can turn the music off anyway. That's okay. Fine. Those are our birthdays. We jumbled up the show just a wee bit today, and that's the way it goes. So happy birthday to everybody. Can we break now, or
we
is that
should
illegal?
Break now.
All right, break now. Thank
you
very
much.
That's
what we're supposed to do.
All right, go for it. Take a break. We'll come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Queen's University of Charlotte. Now, they're great because they have the only Master of Science in Executive...
What?
Sometimes when I'm reading the birthdays and going right, there's a lot of copy today.
Yes, there is. Lots of words on paper.
Let me start again, all right?
Yes.
The only Master of Science in Executive Coaching in the country is offered at Queen's University of Charlotte. If you're interested in the fields of coaching or leadership development, this is the perfect degree for you. DC native Henry Lescalt says the faculty's academic and practical expertise makes Queen's the best place to receive a holistic coaching education. The program is designed for working professionals living anywhere. It works this way. Students can come to campus for a 3 to 4 day residency twice a semester. That's it. Then you complete the rest of your coursework remotely. Check out a Master of Science in Executive Coaching at queens.edu/msec. And then when you get your degree, when you get your executive coaching degree at Queen's University, come by and give us an executive coaching session.
Yeah, God knows, we could use it.
We could all use that. It would be fantastic.
Maybe you could write the birthdays, keep them shorter.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, look, the bottom line, I know how you do it with the birthdays. You want them all to get their birthdays in. That's the way.
Because you're a giver.
Well, they take time you're to write. They take the time to write.
He cares. He cares desperately. So here we are. I'm out. That's it. I'm done. I have nothing more to say on the show. I'm
really?
Totally
that's
done.
It?
No, that's it.
Show's over!
Show's over.
Have you stopped bleeding from the bite yesterday?
You know what? had a little moment. We are training Frankie right now in a crate. It is over 24 hours. Frankie has peed outside. He has been outside, I counted, probably 14 times. We have taken him in the 24-hour period. He has not pooped.
It was a rarity when I got here today.
Bastard!
You were actually outside in the sub-freezing degree Washington, D.C. temperatures.
Yes.
This is a time when he doesn't take the dogs out. He was outside when I got here today.
It might be time for Plan B.
What's that?
And I'm sure you've seen this in the past. Maybe your kids had them. If they had a guinea pig or a hamster, mm-hmm. you could build a series of tubes. So
A
habit trail.
Right.
And we could cut a hole inside of the side of your house. It wouldn't be that bad. We put a habit trail straight to the back.
You know what would be perfect?
So you can go in and out.
He's on to something, but his technique is off. What would be a perfect size for Frankie, who is how 4 pounds?
He's 4 pounds of just insolent hump.
What would be perfect for him is dryer hose. You know, yes. The exhaust hose? For a dry that foil, and it's bendable because it's foil.
Yeah, and his little paws could grip onto it.
You can make him climb or slide down.
I would love to be lighthearted about Frankie, but unfortunately,
truly not a laughing matter.
Two things have happened that make this a little more serious. Now, one of the things about putting Frankie in the crate is I have to reach down and pick him up. It's not like normally when I take the dogs out, I open the door, they go into the backyard, then they come back up the streets. It's the easiest thing in the world. No leash, no nothing. They're fantastic. You got a big. You know, for dogs that size, mm-hmm. that's like having the Grand Canyon to go poop in.
Of course. A football field.
With the training have come complications with this. I now have something I'm very serious about that's a problem with Frankie.
What's that?
I let him out probably 6-7 times myself yesterday. Then Carla chimed in and did it about like 2 or 3 times herself. Mm-hmm. This is before we went to bed last night.
That's more than I get let out.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane. And he sits and he pees and then he looks and it's like, I'm done. And he's looking at you as though I'm challenging you. This is it. So we're just back in the crate. A listener told me to do it that way. That's
You're
the way
the
I'm
master.
Doing it. You guys know you go into the kitchen, he doesn't eat. So
how is his food consumption?
Because
you know, input
he doesn't like eating. Hunger strike.
Input has to equal output. L Hunger Games.
Hunger strike is funny. This is, what am I doing with this creature? There are a couple of things that are very serious, and I mean it. I love this dog. I do not want to alienate our listening audience. I know people are going to be freaked out about this. I'm really getting tired of when Frankie snaps at me and tries to bite me. Yesterday, I would pick him up and put him in the crate, and I'd do it gently, and I would reach down. When I reach down, Frankie lowers his body as though he knows, hey, fat man doesn't like to bend from the waist. So he lowers his body. So I will go to reach and to put him in the crate, and Frankie will go.
Like army crawl position.
So at one point, but everything's fine, and I finally get him. And because he is so fused, that little bastard to the ground, I kind of reach down and I kind of have to move him
like a forklift
with my fingers,
like a forklift
to get under his body.
Yes.
It's like trying to pick up a cookie after it's been baked.
And
it's like fused to the cookie. She needed a spatula.
It's spatula, please.
It's nuts. Just the effort that's required for this animal. I have a baby in the house.
Tongs.
I don't want to deal with this.
Tongs.
Dog tongs.
A spatula. So it's fine, though, because I'm really conscious of his size. Because you know what dog lovers say? You know, you're a lot bigger than him. Okay, thank you, Broomhilda.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You know
what?
That's God's curse. You know, it's that he's small. You need to remember one thing and one thing only.
I don't
And
need
that
anything.
Is, yes, you do, walnut-sized brain.
Now,
you will outwit this dog, and he will give in. Whether or not he's hunger-striking, or if he's even doing this on brain, he might not know.
Did anybody see the lady online that was wondering if dogs had brains?
What?
Did you see that
video?
No, I have
not seen that video.
No.
It's a video of this big buxom blonde, and she's really asking the question, do dogs have brains?
In Frankie's defense, he's Rick Moranis, and you're the State Puff Marshmallow Man.
Yeah, but the fact is,
it's
the way it
is. But you love him, and you take care of him.
I take care of him.
Yes.
And I show him.
You feed him.
I don't want to.
You're going to take care of him.
Love is a strong word, Oscar.
Oh, okay.
I take care of him, and I show him a great deal of affection.
You do.
I thought you were going to say, I show him a good time.
I show him a good time. Love, however, is, you know, there have been moments where, you know, I sit there and I take him and I put his face down where he's pooed and he turns around and does like that with the teeth bared, like a ferret, like a nasty
but
little
even
ferret.
Even today, when you brought him in and I was speaking sweetly to
you
him.
You saw how gentle I was.
You
with
said,
him.
Leave him alone. He's scared of us big guys.
Right.
So really, you have affection.
So all day yesterday, I would get down to his level and I'd reach down and I'd be super gentle. He'd finally come to me. And I'd lift him up. Carla gets home, and we go out together, and he does the same little drill where he does this little pee, and then he runs around, and then he does a whole perimeter of the yard, and then he kind of runs up the stairs. Mm.
Trying to trick you.
Like, yeah, like he's what, like he's smart enough to get one over, and he's not.
Walnut-sized brain.
He's going back into the crate again. That's sure. the way it's going to go. So he goes to the door, and I'm like, okay, he's going back
he
in the crate.
He knows where he's going.
I reach down. At this point, Frankie does this little... like that.
Oh,
like
fangs.
Like folding his body in half, reaching around like an anaconda to
strike
break my
mode.
Hand.
He was in strike mode.
I was pissed. I mean, I was pissed because, I mean, I said, if this dog gets hold of me, the skin is going to break. And I looked at Carl. I said, what the? This is the second time now this dog has attempted to bite me.
Yeah.
That's not the way dogs are supposed to behave.
Even half a Benadryl would make a difference.
No, I'm just, I made a statement and I'm sending the dog to Tab Patterson. Chad Patterson's Chihuahua Ranch. We'll come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show right here. Hey, Oscar Santana.
Yes, sir.
Would you tell our listeners about eVoice and just how wonderful and easy it is?
Absolutely. If you run a small business, or maybe you run a business on the side, and you can't get to every phone call, you don't want to miss those phone calls because they may be potential customers that bring cash into your business.
Right.
So why not have an answering service that's it's affordable, it's easy to use, that really shows your customer-facing business, that side of your business, that you're professional.
It's like
that you have your S together and you're not just a guy in your garage or in your basement working.
It's like carrying a gleaming high-rise building in your pocket because it makes your cell phone sound like an office building.
eVoice starts at $10 a month, and you can try it for 1 month absolutely free. Here's how you do it. Go to MikeOmaraShow.com and click on the eVoice banner. 30 days free at our website. It's a really great opportunity if you've got a home-based business, especially, to try this at home for 30 days for free. That way you know if it's a fit for you. Go to MikeOmaraShow.com and click the eVoice banner. If you can't take a call, they'll even transcribe the voicemail and email it to you. I think this is a fantastic service.
Love it.
You'll always know when to respond and how to prepare. So remember that. You want a 30-day free trial? It's at our website. Just hit MikeOmaraShow.com and click the eVoice banner. But please, folks, this is how we get credit for this. If you want to try it out, go through MikeOmaraShow.com and check out eVoice. It's really amazing. If you're an entrepreneur, your first impression means everything. So take advantage of eVoice.
You know what this works for as well? If you're a traveling salesperson, and you just don't have the time to deal with every phone call.
Even if whatever you're doing. I think of guys that are landscapers that are out there doing a landscape business. And, you know, they've got, hey, mom, can you man the phones? I might have a prospective client.
Yeah.
Calling it. You know, to be honest with you, I've had local businesses around here, little mom and pops, that I have a devil of a time trying to get to take a phone call.
It's always the same thing.
They can take care of it. Incidentally, you want to try ours out? We have the official TMOS eVoice line at 800-440-8167, and it's open all the time.
We answer it. Vandalay Industries. Import, export.
Cray America.
So. Let me just say part two of the problems with Frankie. Right. So the fact is, I said to Carl, I said, this is not sustainable. I cannot keep a dog in this house that's going to try to bite me.
Right.
And even if it happens sporadically, I mean, Frankie will try to bite me, and then 5 minutes later, he will crawl up into my lap. So that's the only thing that's keeping him in this house.
He's bipolar.
Because I'm so pissed off.
I have a suggestion.
All right.
One, you have to stay the course because you have to really show him that you're the dominant one in this family. And then two...
That's by keeping him crated until he goes. Right.
And then two, you could probably go on Amazon. I'm searching right now. Have you seen those falcon gloves that those big bird handlers use?
Yeah. I was thinking about the fact of taking those, you know, protective gloves of any kind. Because he's a little dog, and I could probably
do it with
oven mitts or something.
Bad idea, because that is really allowing him to think that biting at you is okay.
Yeah.
You know what? You can't allow it even biting through a glove. He's not going to be able to
do it. But if something happens to Mike's hands, who's going to tickle the ivories?
Oscar, here's the truth, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart.
As long as he doesn't bite his throat.
I don't give a rat's ass about me or my hands. I've got a soon-to-be four-month-old baby.
That's true.
And that's what freaks me out. Well, if he's doing that to me, and he's got a little guy that wants to reach and play with him when he gets to be toddling around, I can't have that.
I don't think they make falcon gloves in that size either.
Yeah, well, the falcon glove, if that's going to happen, it's going to be taking him to the local SPCA.
Right. He'll be inside the falcon
glove.
I mean it.
And the other thing he did, okay, now that he does it with me, because I had him off the leash, and the back of the yard is no problem. It's plenty of place to run around. What he does now is he runs to the front of the yard. part, like where he can't be seen. Where
he's
I think
playing
he's,
you, buddy.
He's playing me. And today when I went out, he just did it now. He'll never be off a leash now, ever, ever again in his life. That's it. Because he ran
Will
out
he be on
the
a
street.
Leash hanging from a tree?
No, of course not. You know, you know what I thought? Rob, seriously, he's out on Grant Avenue, right out in front of the studio.
And problem solved.
Yeah, the problem solved. How do you think Mrs. O'Mara would treat me for the rest of my life?
Not
if that
well.
Happened?
Not it's well. Like,
you know, an accident.
I mean, you're sitting there going,
God forbid.
Frankie,
oh, Frankie, where are you?
Carla would kick me out
all right,
of the
let
house.
Me just ask this, though. Let's say Carla is upset because you accidentally let the dog die.
Mm-hmm.
What if you said, but what about the child I gave you?
Or we can blame it on Ponyboy.
Yeah.
You know, it's a drag.
That would
just
be great.
You know, and all night last night, I'm trying to watch the game and enjoy the game. And incidentally, kudos to the Red Sox for giving me a trouble-free evening.
Yay! I wore the shirt for you.
Yay!
Game two tonight at 8 o'clock. Thanks to the Red Sox for a what proved to be, I hate to say it, I probably shouldn't say it, it might jinx them, a boring, boring baseball game.
What are the chances tonight they drive you up a wall?
I don't know. They might. It's fun, and you know, in the big dance, it really was just low key. For some reason, it was the same way in 2004. We came off a series against the New York Yankees.
Yes,
a nail biter,
which was just pure stress.
They won
the whole
seven
time.
Games, right?
Yes, yeah, seven games. They came back from 3-0.
That's right.
Unheard of. Never happened before in the history of baseball.
So when it came to playing the Cardinals in 2004, I was like, okay. And then we swept them. To a certain extent, I don't know why, but I felt the same way last night. Something about the St. Louis Cardinals.
You don't hate them.
You can't hate them. I like to play teams that I want to bash their brains in. You know what I mean? I want to play the teams with like some real evil guys. They don't seem all that evil.
No. What if the World Series this year was the Red Sox at Fenway versus the Redskins? You'd love it. And who's pitching for the Redskins? Daniel Snyder.
Now stop that.
That's silly though, right?
God, what a lovely fantasy that is. That's terrific. Let me think about that. Wow. Here's the set. RG3 checks the runner over at first base, and the pitch. Mike Napoli hits it, and it's over the head of Pierre Garçon. That'd be fun. I'd like that. That'd be cool.
Let me get this straight.
Sure.
Your team that causes you so much anxiety throughout the season.
Yeah.
You have spring training tickets.
Yes,
you go to games there. And
season tickets.
Yeah, season tickets.
You boys all saw the world champions potentially at spring training.
You really, you
just jinxed
you're
everything.
You're killing yourself.
Jesus.
Are you going to blame me if they lose?
Oh, my
though?
God.
You're
going to
blame
you
yourself.
Say that?
You're going to blame yourself.
I got
You'll blame yourself for bailing in June.
I got my Michelob Amber Ultra. I'm 100% A-OK, everybody.
You were upset that the game wasn't exciting yesterday. But they won handedly.
No, I was not upset.
How did they win, Oscar?
Handedly. Isn't it handedly?
Handedly.
Damn it!
Handedly.
Are you still on that Dayquil or with that NyQuil stuff
no,
that you're taking?
No, it's just me. This is pure me.
You know, really? I mean, you're making like coherent thoughts, but you sound a little bit like Jenna Jameson today.
Handedly. You
know? Handedly.
Handedly. Handedly.
I've been saying handedly my entire life.
Handily. Yeah,
well, the life gets better starting now.
As in handyman. Handily.
Handily.
It would be candidly. May I speak candidly? I dispatched him handily.
Right. I dispatched him handily.
No.
Handily.
Handily.
Say pizza three times.
Pizza, pizza.
Wow.
I got pizza. Oh.
You
got
to think of handyman. Mind. Think of, say handyman.
I give up.
It's handyman. Fine.
This language is not for me.
I know. Good career.
What do you
say
find?
Handyman.
Handyman.
Handily.
Handily.
There you go.
It feels so weird.
Where the hell were we? I totally lost my place.
You were jinxing your team.
Yeah, well. No,
you were saying that we went and saw the world champion.
And that was over.
Boston
now
Red
it's
Sox.
Curtains.
I don't know what it was. It was anticlimactic. Now, is it anticlimatic or anticlimactic?
Climactic, I think.
Climactic.
I think it's spelled climatic, though.
It is.
Anticlimactic is what I know.
Really?
Well, yeah, let's go with what Oscar said.
You know another thing that's not a word? Orientate. I was not orientated to the situation.
No.
It is in China.
Anyway, congratulations. I am not jinxing them. I will be watching them again tonight. They're all 8 o'clock games. We have the Colburns coming over on Saturday night. They're bringing chili, so it should be a wonderful weekend in the O'Mara household. Although Meg's ride for the Santa's toy thing, and I should have the right plug, but I don't, it's going to be like 14 degrees when we're out
going,
there.
Though.
Now, I do have a question for you, not as a jinxing manner, and not
after
as
that,
a,
I gotta get the right plug.
Not as a Red Sox fan, but as a baseball fan.
Yes.
How many games will the series go? What is your prediction?
Oh, this is going to be tough for you. I could see it.
It depends on how tonight goes. Can I come back tomorrow?
No, no. I think? Come on.
Yeah, let him have a night. Have a night of chili.
I think really it depends on how tomorrow goes. Tonight's game goes.
Are you in the Coburns? Like, you guys are steady Eddies now. Like, you're going out.
I've got, you know, you get some buddies. He's a good guy, and I like him, and it's nice to
have
him.
It's hard to find couples to mingle.
They offered to bring dinner on Saturday.
Well, after the debacle last time.
That's exactly what it is.
You said, don't worry, I have plenty of butter.
And shrimp.
I have plenty of butter.
A little shrimp.
And Harris Titter shrimp.
Don't worry, Mike. According to the freedictionary.com, anticlimax is the noun, but the adjective of it is anticlimactic.
Really?
So they put a C in there.
But not climatic.
No.
Climactic.
No. Anticlimactically is the adverb.
I've been using it. I kid you not. I've in public. Maybe in public speaking.
Oh,
I
Meg,
said
I don't know where your ride is.
Handily.
I'm sorry. I don't know if we can find somebody. Find Meg's ride for me.
Sure.
I don't know what it's called.
I'm on it.
Well, she posts a lot on Facebook, so I can't get on Facebook because my Facebook is blown up and
by
is
the
destroyed.
Way, I'm able to get to your page today.
Really?
Yeah, but not yesterday. And other people were complaining.
No, I'm not. I still get it.
I'm going to help you out here. I'll find out.
All right. Okay. Very good.
All right.
And speaking of Facebook, am I the only one that is just sick to death of bit strips?
What are bit strips?
Those comic images that people make of their own faces, and they put captions on them, and they're not funny.
Todd Moore made one from TM Soft.
And did it look like Gargamel?
No, he got new office space, and he made one. I actually was impressed. That was his app of the week yesterday on Tech 411.
Wow. Normally, I tire of the app of the week, not so close to when it becomes app of the week, but I pray of you people.
Now, you did Tech 411 last night.
Yes,
right?
Because Apple had the big announcement.
That's why you're still drunk today, but let me ask you about
this. Drunk. I'm a 10.
As far as
always.
I'm handling this handedly.
Todd Moore, the last time Todd Moore was supposed to be on this show, he totally stiffed us. He didn't show up. And when we had Todd Moore, there was an entire show where we had Todd Moore come in and visit on our show, and he was actually going to talk about his love life and see if he could get interest out there, and then bingo. Todd Moore became a total, total ghost.
Yep.
You do Tech 411.
Yes, sir.
You've been to New York. You're seeing him all the time.
Yeah.
I'm curious, in Oscar's world, exactly how is Todd Moore? What is happening with his world?
It's funny you bring this up, because I had a private conversation.
Hold on a second, Oscar.
Damn it!
La 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 la.
Boo!
Oscar's world.
Boo,
Oscar's
boo, world. Boo. Right.
I love that when you say pointedly in Oscar's world,
right?
And because you know that I'm going to
break
into
your iPad.
Let me ask you this: when do you get more S-faced on the? Because you don't do it every week, but if you were to add up the nights of the week when you tape Big O and Dukes, or you tape Tech 411, which is the usually the heavier drinking?
I know the answer.
You know the answer.
The answer is neither Monday nor Wednesday. It is Thursday night at the TM Soft Happy Hour.
Happy Hour.
Which is why, if you've ever wondered why the entertainment page sounds like it does, it's because the E page comes on the day after the Happy Hour.
Yeah, true story.
Yeah, true story.
Neither one, you actually.
No, Todd didn't drink last night. I had one beer.
You have one beer.
Yeah,
okay.
And
we've seen it at karaoke, remember.
Zero beers.
That was a Thursday.
Okay. I think something's going on with Todd, though.
Like
bad? And I'm glad you brought it up, because I mentioned this to Shannon when I got home.
In a bad way?
I got home like at 10:35, like early. It's early for Tech 411.
By the way, Shannon asked my wife she's got a page out there that she needs lots of likes on.
Yeah,
yes.
What is the like?
It's
one yoga?
It's yoga in one.
And how do they get to, is it Shannon?
Yeah, you can find Shannon's page. You just type in yoga in one. That's what we'll call
yoga
it.
In one?
Yes.
Yoga in one. Look it up on Facebook and like
Thank
it for
you.
Shannon.
Very kind
Thank
of you.
Very
appreciate
much.
That.
So what's the matter with
that? She has a video up there if you pervs want to check that out. Settle down.
Slow down.
Oh,
Mike.
Here we go.
Almost hurt yourself there.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah. Well, I came home last night, and she said, look what I film myself doing. And I said, well, I could either be a complete a-hole and tell you not to put that up, or I could just let you do what you do. Yeah. And she did a headstand.
Is it on her Facebook page?
I think it links from her Facebook page, right?
Yeah, it's her yoga in one
page. And what's the name of the page again?
Yoga in one on Facebook.
Shannon! WQXI, Shannon in the morning.
Click like. Probably find it. Or you could find it through her. Oh, you found it?
Hi.
There you go.
She's doing like what looks to be a push-up. Look at that arm development.
Yeah, she was, it was pretty impressive. Wow. But I was like, I don't know if that's appropriate.
What are you doing?
For,
make him uncomfortable. He's going to drink a lot tonight now.
Everybody out there.
Guys, I go on Facebook. I want to have fun, and I want to scroll down, and it only lets me scroll down through three things, and it's driving me. I'm going to take this.
But you know, if one of those three things is the yoga page, you'll probably be okay.
Did you see it?
Yes.
You've seen that?
Oh, you creeps.
Well, I'm just looking at it. It's just a very, she looks like she's very, she's very serious.
Yeah. Very focused.
Very serious about her yoga.
Right in my living room, half naked. YogaIn1.com is the website as well. Check it out.
Really?
Yeah, she built it herself.
So what's the matter with your friend Todd?
Okay, so I don't know what's going on.
Although I really don't care now that we're talking about Shannon's yoga page.
Why am I even bothering that?
No, I just, is he,
I'm just going to flap my gums and you're going to stare at my girlfriend?
Is he,
that's
I'm
what's
really,
happening right now.
I'm paying attention to everything you're saying.
No, you're not.
Quick reset.
You're staring at her glutes.
What the quick reset, Mike, is,
can you get to it by going to Yoga in One?
You can go, are you, for the video, yogain1.com is her,
Mike,
is her site.
Even more important than Yoga in One is the Freedom Event benefit for the Santa's ride. And that is a
nice pull.
Patriot Harley Davidson.
Now this one's even better. Oh my God.
This is really uncomfortable.
I feel like my clothes are creeping around on my body.
Yeah, you're trying to do a charity plug.
Yeah, because I'm old. Excuse me. I have feelings. Yoga in One. One mind. I'm sorry. One body. One mind. One spirit. And this is her page.
Yeah.
It's beautifully photographed.
She put it together.
It's terrific. It's just
Patriot Harley Davidson.
Thank you. Thank you. And
that is
charity plug.
That is this Saturday at 10:30 a.m., rain or shine. Actually, they're calling for great weather, clear and cool. Just a beautiful day. That's 9739 Fairfax Boulevard in Fairfax, Virginia.
Beautiful weather. Isn't it going to be like 47 degrees for a
way to promote the ride?
No, what is the ride
again?
They're
calling for a high of 52.
What's the ride?
It is the Freedom Event benefit for the Santa's ride.
It's for toys for the kids.
Exactly. Yes. And you know what? What kid doesn't want a toy this Christmas?
Every boy girl deserves a toy.
Yeah, that's they right. do.
And Mike, I'll be with you in a moment, so you watch your computer.
I'm clicking
just
on it. I'm clicking on it. Nothing's happening.
Yeah. Well, that has to do with your age.
F you, Rob.
More than anything.
F you, Rob.
But that's 10:30 at Patriot Harley-Davidson. No better place to launch a ride than a Patriot. They do just such a good job and go out there and make a difference for a great cause.
Absolutely. While Todd eyeballs my girlfriend creepily. I mean, I'm sorry. While
Mike,
Mike does that.
She's got incredible flexibility. And she's got these. She's got these kind of Pocahontas.
This is not good.
These Pocahontas pigtails that she's wearing. Right?
Yeah, it looks like the Land O'Lakes box.
I've always appreciated Shannon's work.
Yeah,
I really have.
You know what? Best to stop digging right now.
Okay,
because you're not helping yourself.
Oh, there's a little map. There's a little map that shows you how to do. This is like a yoga studio, correct?
Is that? It's just where she teaches at different places.
If you click on the thing, is there supposed to be a video?
No, the video is not up on there yet. I'll bring it up for you if you'd like. Do you want to see the video?
No, I'd like to focus on the show.
Okay, thank God.
It's a beautiful, beautiful webpage.
Gorgeous.
Yes.
And the map actually shows you how to get to the courthouse where you'll get the injunction to quit stalking her.
I'm fine.
I know you're fine.
So
I've
Todd's
never
all
seen
right?
someone melt down so quickly.
Does Todd have a girlfriend yet?
Todd does not have a girlfriend, but I'll say this.
God, you're after everybody.
This past
that's how I started the segment, and before the it was just a top of mind thing that Carla, my wife,
right?
Shannon had asked Carla to
very
like
kind
the page.
Of you. Appreciate it.
And then I said, "What's this?"
Thank God, Shannon doesn't listen to the show anymore because I asked her not to listen.
Carla explained it to me.
Very kind of her. Look,
get your friends together for a yoga party.
Oh my God,
that sounds like
that's
fun.
Really great, Mike. Look at your friends.
Do you have any like disco music?
Of course I do. Yeah,
because I'm thinking of getting my friends together for a yoga party.
Yeah, you and Jerky.
Yeah, we have. I mean,
and that's not code.
No,
me, Jerky, Jimmy. And you know, we have a very, very good front.
Are y'all gonna show up to our studio?
A typical practice would include all the best aspects of a yoga practice. Pranayama.
Everybody come in. This is Mike O'Mara's yoga party.
Hey, everybody get down on your knees right now. We're gonna do some pranayama. How y'all doing? My name's Mike. I'm your yogi today.
Hang your robe up over there, Jimmy.
Put down your yoga pants, Jimmy. I mean, put down your yoga mat, Jimmy.
Whoa, Freudian slip. Is that what happens in private time?
A popular choice is having a pre-wedding yoga class the day of the wedding.
Yeah, of course.
Well, why didn't I think of that?
Meanwhile, back at Mike's party, Ray Gizmo Ward is in Downward Dog.
Nice. baseball.
Ray Gizmo Ward.
All right.
Way to get the full name wrong.
Very inside. I couldn't pull that. Very inside, but a lot of people are laughing right now.
Did I tell you what happened on Sunday night?
No.
Sunday night at the wee hours. Like, we had been out a long time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jerky got Gizmo to do the dance from The Wizard of Oz.
What?
Gizmo does does the Lollipop Guild.
Oh, you know, he's...
Not the Lollipop Guild. Who are the guys that are little fighting guys, you know?
Well, the Munchkins.
Yeah.
But the guys are going... Wee,
yeah, wee, that's the Lollipop Guild. Yeah. Lollipop.
You're right. You're right.
Fantastic.
He does the dance?
Wow. It was good stuff.
You know, when we have our Christmas party, I think Gizmo has come by before. Let's have him back.
What a wonderful idea that is.
I think it's a great idea.
So check out All in One Yoga.
It's Yoga in One.
Check out
All in One Yoga. Jimmy Cerritos, All in One, Ray Gizmo Ward Yoga Party. Right.
Check out Airtight Yoga.
It's at nicegap.net.
Shut up. All right, enough.
It's Yoga
in One. Cross the line.
Hey, how's Todd doing? Sorry we didn't get to that information
next
today.
Next time for sure.
We'll come back.
A bunch of jerks.
Take a break. We'll come back. News you may not need to the Michael Barrett Show coming up right after this.
Somebody's gonna hurt someone before the night is
through. Jerk
stores. You stop it. This is really, come on.
Couldn't help myself. Yeah. Is Josh Murphy planning on coming to work anytime this week, even though he doesn't have a job here? He's just an intern.
Can he come to the yoga party?
Yeah. No, I don't want him. Oh, his girlfriend can come.
Sam.
Sam, are they engaged yet?
I don't think so.
Well, she can come to the yoga party. This segment of the program is brought to you by FanDuel, and Josh is my general manager. We talk about it all the time. Thanks for sharing your happy stories at FanDuel.com. They are one-week fantasy football leagues for real money. You can start yours this very weekend. Is there a Thursday game? Does anybody know if there's a Thursday game? I don't. Immediate weekly cash payouts with no waiting, no upfront fees, and no season-long commitments. You can play 1 week or every week and win. FanDuel is paying out over $135 million this year. Go to FanDuel.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and use my code TMOS to sign up today.
Panthers, Buccaneers tonight.
Okay, so you want to get in on that. You got to act quickly, and you can also get in on just
the Sunday games.
Just the Sunday games. Yeah. So take advantage. Here's your new user special. The first 200 listeners to sign up will have their deposit matched up to $200, but you have to enter my code TMOS when you join. FanDuel, FanDuel.com. Use the code TMOS to sign up today.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
The principal contractors responsible for the federal government's trouble-plagued health insurance website say that the Obama administration shares responsibility for the snags that have crippled the system. You know when something's really hit the fan? When they start blaming each other.
You're right.
They're not trying to fix it. They're just throwing their hands up in the air, and you knew it was going
to
happen.
I wanted, speaking of healthcare, give you credit. You were the one yesterday that first called attention to the lady on the front page.
Yes, lovely lady.
And people on Facebook are starting to use that as their status picture. So I saw on my newsfeed today, two or three people had that lady, the lady on the front page of the Obamacare page, as their status picture. Made me laugh out loud.
Executives of CGI Federal, remember those folks, which built the federalhealthcare.gov website serving 36 states, and QSSI, which designed the part that verifies applicants' income and other personal details, are testifying today before the House Energy and Commerce Committee.
Now, the CGI one, is that a real place or was that made inside a computer?
CGI.
Get it?
Should have known something's wrong with that. Yeah, they're a bunch of conjurers, is what they are. Germany's foreign ministry, meanwhile, summoned the U.S. ambassador Thursday following allegations that American intelligence may have targeted Chancellor Angela Merkel's cell phone.
Oh, God, she is guilty.
The lawmakers, meanwhile, made clear they weren't satisfied with a U.S. statement that it isn't monitoring her communication. Germany's defense minister added that Europe can't simply return to business as usual in transatlantic ties following a string of reports that the U.S. was spying on its allies, which
you can understand them.
I was under the impression I was by myself playing compulsion. Yeah. And the DSA, they were listening.
Hey, Republicans, you know, with all these news stories about the fact that your party's in bad shape, perhaps you just lay low for a while and let the Obama administration keep doing what they're doing.
Do you think if they just stay still, everything would be okay for them?
I think just sit tight, you know, and let the mistakes continue to pile up. This is a very, very sad story. This seems to be happening almost every day now. An 11-year-old middle school student accused of bringing a handgun, more than 400 rounds of ammunition, and several knives to his Vancouver, Washington school was arrested Wednesday night. Police recovered the weapons and ammunition earlier in the day at Frontier Middle School. No one was hurt. The boy was interviewed by detectives and arrested for investigation of one count of attempted murder. Policewoman Kim Kapp said that in a statement late Wednesday. The boy, who was not identified, was booked into Clark County Juvenile Detention Center. Officers responded to the school about 9:30 a.m. Wednesday to investigate a report that ammo had been found there. Police located the ammunition and multiple weapons. You got to think to yourself, and I said this to Carla when that story was breaking about the shooting the other night.
Right.
Does this coverage, when you see all the attention and you see all the SWAT teams and you see all that, create these copycats?
It's such a tough call because, you know what, we need to call attention to the fact that it's happening, because yesterday we talked about how maybe the root of this could be the parenting. If parents are not aware that this is a possibility, how can you try to head it off at the path? It's a really fine line to walk.
It's sad, Rob, but you know what's more sad?
What's that?
Clint Eastwood's second wife is ending their marriage.
Sandra Locke?
Dina Eastwood.
Oh, Dina Eastwood. Hi, everybody.
No. Get out of here, man. Dina Eastwood, or now Clint Eastwood is more like,
I don't understand.
Now he has an empty chair to talk to at dinner.
That's my
literally.
That's my speed bag.
Oh, yeah. His speed bag is what his chest looks
like. That's my speed bag.
Anyway, Dina Eastwood cites irreconcilable differences in divorce papers filed Tuesday in Monterey County, California.
Clint Eastwood cited the fact that he didn't recognize her.
The 48-year-old. She's 48.
Wow.
Boy.
How old is he?
He's 83.
That's too old.
That's sick. Sorry. The 48-year-old journalist and reality TV star is seeking spousal support. Of course she is. And full physical custody of the couple's 16-year-old daughter. These ages kind of coincide. I guess it's something I should prepare for.
Odd.
Dina Eastwood filed for legal separation from Oscar winner last month. The Eastwoods have been married since March of 1996, and they live in Carmel by the Sea. Have you been to that place?
I've seen it.
on TV during the golf tournament.
Absolutely beautiful. They met when she was assigned to interview the 83-year-old actor for her TV news station. Rob, 83, 48. She's 48. He's 83. What's the age difference?
That would be 35 years.
35 years.
Is that about right?
Did you see his new creeper?
No.
Oh, I eyeballed her.
He's got a new hottie?
Apparently. Allegedly.
Really?
Let me put that out there.
His new wow.
She's dropping him off at the... Oh, he's dropping her off at the airport. They're doing the like, hey, I'll see you soon, baby. Like whatever he's on, he's got Viagra or whatever. He's laying the pipe, it looks like. Allegedly.
He doesn't have the orangutan anymore? From Everyone's Way
to Lose. That's so old.
It is.
Bobby you know what's Barasini. Also cool? He's driving like a 1980s Mercedes.
Really?
Like a 1980s. Like an old school. Like that's just what he does.
He's just a cool guy.
Yeah.
Or he doesn't know any better.
Oscar news.
He didn't own the car. He just took it.
Oscar, you like this lady. Minka Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
Minka Kelly and Chris Evans started dating in 2007 before breaking up temporarily and reuniting last year. But according to multiple media reports, she's available. The 32-year-old Captain America star and 33-year-old Friday Night Lights actress have split for the second time.
Oh, no.
Minka.
Yeah. Busy work schedules.
I thought Minka dated, if I'm not mistaken, Derek Jeter for a while.
She did. She was a beard.
They called her all the way Minka.
Really?
Yeah, because to the best of my knowledge, I've done some exhaustive research on this. None of the New York Yankees like women.
Really?
That's alleged.
When it comes to emailing the wrong people,
back to the flamer Babe Ruth.
He is just covered with beards. When it comes to emailing the wrong people the wrong thing, this is everyone's worst nightmare. On Tuesday, a teacher's assistant at the University of Iowa. Hello, Tommy. Hello, Steve.
Yeah.
Hello, Tom Suter. She was emailing out a study guide to the students in her business class, but somehow she attached the wrong file to the email and accidentally sent her homemade porn video instead.
No, that is not good.
The email said, quote, "Hi, class. I attached the solutions for number 76 and 78 in this email. Only it wasn't solution 76 and 78.
No.
It was her and a guy self-pleasuring over a video chat. And apparently it was very explicit."
This is the best study guide ever.
Yesterday, a spokesman from the University of Iowa said, quote, "The individual who sent the messages has stated that it was an accident. She regrets her actions. She also asked students to delete it and not share it."
Sure.
Oh. Which is just like saying share it to the world.
Yeah.
So is it on somewhere yet? It's probably already, you know, Steve's probably got it.
Call Kevin. What was the title again, if you don't mind?
As far as the
attachment.
The attachment was... Yes. Solutions for number 76 and 78.
I'll look for it.
You know what you should do, Mike? Call Kevin Kastens.
That's terrible to bring him into this.
According, good guy. You know he'd have nothing to do with it.
According to a tip from a student, the TA taught her regularly scheduled discussion session yesterday morning. Quote, "She was the people are so cruel. She was trying to act like nothing happened, but it was clearly very rattled. She was clearly very rattled. No one said anything about it. It was extremely awkward. Very sad.
I guess so.
And now a little something something. In this guy's wildest fantasy, Saturday night probably went totally different than he was expected to have. Let me start that again.
Yes, please.
In this guy's wildest fantasy, Saturday night probably went totally different, and he was embraced, cheered, and surprisingly crowned homecoming queen. Unfortunately for him, it was basically the opposite. On Saturday night, 55-year-old Curtis Hutchings of Pinckneyville, Illinois, crashed the homecoming dance at Belleville East High School in Belleville, Illinois.
No kidding.
He never made it inside, but he did show up in his homecoming dance finest, makeup and a pink dress.
Of course he did.
Students spotted him sitting in his car in the parking lot, allegedly doing lewd things with himself.
Yeah, well, he liked the gown.
While he was in his dress.
In the dress.
The police say they spotted some items in his car that, quote, verified the lewd conduct.
Oh, no!
He was arrested and charged with public indecency, and since he's 55, I'd like to give a shout-out to the class of 76! I was class of 77. Candace Bushnell was class of 76.
Nice.
55! Lovely pink dress. We'll take a break. Come back with more. The Audio Vault's up next on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. This segment of the program is brought to you by aclens.com, your full-service direct delivery contacts lens supply company. With an easy-to-use website, great prices, and amazing customer service, AC Lens is your one-stop shop for all your optical needs. Rob's wife uses AC Lens, and you should too.
If you need contact lenses, how would you like to be able to replace your contact lenses cheaper than you have before?
Yes.
And in less than 5 minutes?
Yes.
You just go online, click, and they come to your house.
They sell every contact lens available in the U.S., and they have a 365-day guarantee. Hey, contact lens wearers, the people that listen to this show, you got to go to AC Lens.
Yes.
Do it, because you will love the prices. You get style you can afford and quality you can see. You can also order online or call 888-248-LENS. Order yours today. Go to aclens.com. Click on the microphone and enter the code TMOS20. Why 20?
Why 20?
Because you get 20% off all orders with free returns on everything. That promo again is TMOS20.
Disclaimer?
Yeah, hit it.
Offer may not be combined with any other coupon sales or special offers at AC Lens. Offer not valid at Ray-Ban, Polo, Ralph Lauren, DKNY, Smith, SunCloud, SuperDry, or Oakley brand products.
Start getting 20% off today at aclens.com. Let's open up the Audio Vault for today, October 24th. It's a Thursday.
Regarding the Red Sox victory last night, there wasn't a lot of dynamic audio to be pulled because there was never any real tension in the game.
There was a big controversy at the beginning with the umpire screwing up.
I did hear about that.
The Dustin Pedroia call reversal. Here's Pedroia after the fact.
Legitimate.
Okay, I want Pedroia to talk first and then your comments on it, okay?
Play in the first inning, the play that was overturned. What did you think when you were called out at second base?
Well, I was just trying to slide in there and try to break up two, and kind of saw, you know, it wasn't on the transfer. But, I mean, he calls you out. You got to run off the field, but glad they got it right.
How surprised were you that they overturned it?
I don't know. I was just sitting there with my stuff on. I mean, that, you know, they got a lot of, you know, great umpires out here. I mean, they're, you know, there's a lot of them. So, you know, they put their heads together and try to get it right. That's the best way to do things.
So not a lot of information there.
I hate the during game, post game, immediate post game.
Because there's no focus. Yeah.
These guys are so charged up. Yeah. They're so ramped. They really are. And you know, I'm a turbo fan of the Red Sox. And when the Red Sox like hit a walk off home run, I'm all in on it. I sure. really am. But you know what? The interviews, like right there on the field, all they want to do is get into the locker room. Yeah, that's it. Okay, I got to go. Thanks a lot. Okay, goodbye.
Yeah, all my friends are celebrating.
Oh, yeah, it's
my
right.
My teammates.
They're inside. They got the beer and the champagne inside. It's like, goodbye.
Yep.
Yeah, and all in the interview like that. Dustin, thanks for being on the show. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Big Poppy, thanks a lot. Okay. See you later. They run away.
So that was that again, I saw the replay. That was an out, but they called him safe, right?
No, no, he was safe and they called him out.
Okay.
And it was
okay.
an obvious terrible mistake by the umpire and they overturned it. The umpires did the right thing. So
it's good when they can do that.
They got it right.
And another thing that I will hand some applause out. Normally we spotlight bad national anthem singing. I thought Mary J. Blige did a great job.
Oh, I'm so glad you had this cuz I came in late to the party.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light.
Just a great voice.
Wow.
What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming.
And we're very quick to, you know,
really
call attention.
Terrific. And a lot of people were talking about it on social media. They were really commenting on how good a job she did.
We are so quick to call attention to when people screw up. I want to, you know, doff my cap to her because she did a great job.
Not as good as Roseanne.
Of course not.
Right.
Or Jose Feliciano, always your favorite.
Or Robert Goulet.
Bob Goulet. Love him.
That's it. Bob Goulet was in my mind when I had the job myself. Don't forget the words.
You know who Robert Goulet is?
Yes.
Okay. You know why we're making the joke?
Benson?
No, he from that's a Robert
boxing
Guillaume.
Match. A boxing match, correct?
Yeah, he forgot the lyrics on a national broadcast.
Oh, national broadcast of a big boxing match, and he forgot the lyrics. Yeah. Oh, my God. And then, of course, Dennis Murphy.
Another great singer, Mike, not Dennis Murphy,
yes.
is, of course, the man who was. You know, when they do cartoons in other countries, what they have to do is change the soundtrack. The cartoons themselves can stay the same,
okay.
but they have to overdub them. And that goes also for the theme song. For example, if you were to be in, Germany, and you turned on the television show SpongeBob Schwammkopf, this is the theme you would hear.
Alles klar, Kinder!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Geht das nicht lauter?
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh, wer wohnt in der Ananas ganz tief im Meer?
SpongeBob Schwammkopf!
Saugstangen gelb und Hose und war sehr...
That's going in this machine.
Ready?
That's a monthly right there.
Maybe my favorite thing on the internet all year.
That's awesome.
We've been doing a lot of isolated vocals lately, and this one someone took to the next level, and I appreciated it. It is the Geddy Lee vocal from the Rush song Closer to the Heart.
Ooh, you're isolating Geddy Lee.
But what they said, well, here is how Geddy Lee sounds isolated. He's, of course, great, great voice.
Philosophers and plowmen.
But what they did was creative. They said, what would it sound like if Geddy Lee slipped in the shower?
Closer to the heart. Yes, closer to the heart. Yes!
I can't
play
take credit
again.
For it.
Play it
but
again.
God, I laughed my ass
play
off.
It again. That is fantastic.
Closer to the heart. Yes, closer to the heart. Yes!
My favorite is the end. At the end.
Oh, that is fantastic.
All right, and I put the whole thing on your Facebook page today. This is also on our YouTube page.
Can I hear SpongeBob again?
Of course.
Sorry.
Alles klar, Kinder!
I'm so angry at the beginning.
Geht das nicht lauter?
The language of love.
Oh! Wer wohnt in der Ananas ganz tief im Meer? Saugstangen gelb und hohe ist und zwar sehr.
We're such idiots. We laugh at a foreign language.
We'll
have to learn it.
Yes.
Let me learn this.
SpongeBob Schwammkopf.
Closer to the heart. Yes, closer to the heart. Yes.
real quick. There's just enough time for this. Triumph the Insult Comic Dog at the Great American Beer Festival.
The Great American Beer Festival, also known as the Distant Fathers Expo. Every year, hundreds of people come to beer festivals like this one to see what it's like to not drink alone. Yes, this is the opposite of AA. This is Alcoholics Conspicuous. It's also a craft beer festival. Yes, there are thousands of unnecessary microbrews on display here. But when it comes right down to it, any one of these beers will make you more racist.
The entire 8-minute piece is on our YouTube page. Watch it. It's a panic. Perfect. That's your Magic Audio Vault.
Thank you, Rob.
Good stuff. I love that. And keep that SpongeBob thing around.
Oh, keep it handy.
I'd like that to move into number five if we could get
it.
That. Hey, yes, Oscar.
Two things for you, just quickly.
Very good.
One, I have a video for you, so you can watch that.
Oh, great.
And
the
I'll Shannon let you video? Watch it after the show.
Yes, very good.
Look for Shannon and Katie and Yoga in One. All separate words, but one
Yoga
phrase.
In One.
Yoga in One, but Shannon and Katie's are
awesome.
Page. Two, for Todd. Because we didn't get a chance to talk about him.
Yeah, because
he
got on the whole Shannon thing.
White Noise Light, they have a new update. Download it for free and give it a nice review, 5 stars.
Very good. We will do that. For all technical support questions regarding the Mike O'Mara Show, please contact our man, Pony Boy, Matthew Bloom. Ponyboy@MikeO'MaraShow.com. Incidentally, we'll edit that out if you don't like it. All correspondents for the show, TMOS Box 3, Manassas, Virginia 20108. And our phone number, 800-440-8167. That's the e-voice line. That's it. We got to get out of here. See you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Ciao, ciao.
Now that the show is over, don't forget to get started with a free 30-day trial of eVoice. eVoice gives you a toll-free or local number so you can take business calls from anywhere and always sound like you're at the office. Also, eVoice has great features like dial-by-name directory and even transcribes your voicemails so you can read them at your convenience. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the eVoice banner for your 30-day free trial.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.